It is 9 minutes to six on 702. The Chaser, of course, takes to your screens tonight. Interesting article in today's paper. I've got it lying around somewhere, organised. Come on, get it together. It's in this pile here. Today's Australian newspaper, about how difficult the Chaser are finding it these days. You might remember their sterling efforts at the Logies last year, including Chaz Licciardello was doing what they called the bonehead. And a bonehead was just someone in the background of a shot, not the subject of a TV shot, but just looking silly. So if you're interviewing someone and there's someone in the background talking to a friend looking a bit silly, they're being a bonehead. And Chaz was challenged to do as many boneheads as he could in the in Logie's background shots. And I think last year he racked up something like 34 boneheads, including being on stage with groups of people who were receiving Logies a couple of times. He was just a puppy off a leash. Well, this year, the Logies knew that the Chaser were coming. And there's actually an article in The Australian suggesting there was quite a strong security presence, maybe unnecessarily strong, stopping them doing things. And bizarrely, when Chris Taylor and Craig Rucastle were thrown out of the ceremony after they unfurled a cue card asking international guest Michael Weatherly to say, "Australian TV rocks," which is what Matt LeBlanc had said a few years ago when they'd flown him out from Cheers and Friends, and he was, I think Barry from Burwood would say, sorted. They were thrown out. And it was actually, according to the Australian newspaper, an unlikely figure, Nine CEO Eddie Maguire, who came to the Chasers team's aid, inviting them back into the ceremony on the condition they would behave. He also invited them to the Channel 9 after party. And made sure their confiscated cameras were returned on Monday. We've all heard the rumours, haven't we, about the Chaser? 7 minutes to six on 702. One thing I know they will be playing tonight in their show, Andrew Hansen, whose character is the surprise spruiker, and others, got along to the Qantas art auction that we spoke about where they were auctioning the Brett Whiteley and other things to raise money for scholarship funds, etc. It was also at the time the Qantas sale, of course, was very big in the media, and they were struggling to find a successful bid at about $11.1 billion. Well, Andrew Hansen's gone along to the Qantas art auction as the surprise auctioneer. This is what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the auction. The company directors have inserted a new lot one. It's the entire Qantas company. Obviously, the only bid we've had so far has been a... Just one moment. The only bid we've had has been a complete failure, so we're looking now for any face-saving offer we can get at all. There will be some massive bonuses coming through for the company directors if we can flog this off. So we'll start the bidding, if we can, at $11.2 billion. You, madam, thank you. $11.3 billion. You, sir, thank you. We're up to $12 billion. You again, madam. $12.1 billion. This is a lot more interest than we had the first time around. Very bowled over. Anyone can bid. You don't have to be Australian. In fact, we prefer it if you're not. You, sir, $13 billion. Fantastic. I'm so sorry. I'm going. Gone.
Yeah, catch the Chaser tonight on ABC TV.